Across Newcastle.
Relax. Open your mind.
All right, let's get started.
Come on!
Another day is kicking off.
You guys feel that?
Hell yeah.
And the Nobos are about to throw open the mics.
Go!
Let's go.
And get things started.
Are you ready?
Yeah!
This is
Jade, Maddie and
Crevo. Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Hello, guys. Welcome to Wednesday.
Good morning.
Good morning. It's feeling brilliant.
So excited, guys. So today is the start of the beautiful weather for the week. Tops of 25 degrees out at Maitland today, getting up to 28 tomorrow, then 27 on Friday.
Brilliant.
Nice.
Everyone,
it's going to be good.
There's going to be some beach stuff happening, I reckon.
Yeah, remember
Happy
to distance.
Vibes.
Social distance. Yeah, exactly right. We don't want our beach is closed.
That's right. We don't want any inaccurate shots of our beach like they did in Bondi the other day.
Yeah, that's true.
Taking photos from behind someone so it looks like they're really close.
When the weather was nice last weekend, it just everyone's moods were uplifted.
Absolutely.
Even like coming back to work at the start of the week, everyone was happy. So nice.
And you know what? There was a photo of Newcastle. Like people on the beach, like because of the weather, right? Not a COVID-related story. And I was like, looking at it, I was like, hey, everyone is pretty spaced out. Good job, good job. Like, let's keep this rolling. I want to go to the beach too, you know?
10 out of 10 from Crevo. There you go. How was your night, guys? What happened?
Not too much. Chilled out and stuff, basically.
Yeah, I went to the gym.
Oh, yeah, good, good.
Did my usual routine.
Because we all had our outing yesterday, which was really interesting, fascinating.
Yep, so we went to the Port Stephens Koala Hospital, for those who don't know, and if you stick with us till 8:30, we're going to be doing a recap.
Well, you should. Like, if you're a real fan, you should.
If you love the koalas, you're going to stay.
Exactly right.
Hey, Crevo, up next, we're talking this incredible story, snake-related once again. Yeah. We love that here.
Yeah, exactly right. So this lady ended up with a snake down her throat.
Oof.
Had to be pulled out by the tail.
We're talking a real snake.
A real snake, and not just like some little tiny thing you might use in bait as fishing. We're talking like a big old snake down the throat. We're getting into the story next.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Video has been released, a medical video from Russia, where a woman has had a 1.2-metre long snake pulled out of her mouth.
That's not natural.
No, it absolutely isn't.
Wow.
I feel... Are you in with a question, Maddie?
Big mouth.
Well, it wasn't just sitting in her mouth. It had gone down her throat towards her stomach.
1.2 metres. Oh, I guess it would be, you know, maybe the size of a Coke can or a bit smaller.
Some
a Red Bull can.
Yeah, maybe. Because some snakes, you got to remember, some snakes are thick and some are thinner.
That's disturbing, isn't it? That's just wrong.
Well,
that's
absolutely
nasty.
So apparently the creature had slithered inside her while she slept in her yard in her home of Lavashi village in Russia, and it slithered down in there. So she didn't actually know it was a snake. She woke up from her sleep feeling, as she called it, unwell, and she was rushed to hospital. I guess that snake had sort of slithered down in there and would have had to go past her mouth and then hit this part of her body.
Touch that little dangly thing that's swinging the back of my throat.
Right, and then it would have slithered down her throat and into her stomach, right?
Wow. I wonder how one doesn't wake up when such a thing happens.
Exactly.
Well, I don't know. That's the thing. So apparently,
she was passed out. She had too much to drink.
Possibly. But there was this other little part of the article, and it was pushed way down the article, and I thought to myself, that's actually more important, should be further up. And it was a quote from another person who lived in the same village, who said, "Locals say such incidents happened infrequently, and older citizens advise the young not to sleep outside because of the risk of snakes entering their mouths.
I want to see the sign for that. Just all around the village.
Well, it's, you know, I played a bit of that song that talked about it. It's almost as if that song is written about snakes in this sort of situation.
Not a garden snake, I need a king cobra with a hook.
So, you know, you do need a hook to hook those snakes out of the mouth in that town.
So she goes to the hospital and they retrieve it by the tail, yeah?
Well, the tail, they at first put her under anaesthetic because she was just, as she said, feeling unwell.
Understandable.
Yeah, as you would be. And then there's a bit of footage. Obviously, the audio isn't good. I would have brought it to you. But the footage shows, like, the surgeon putting gloves on and then him removing the stake after putting his hands down the throat. And then in Russian, he says, "Let's see what this is." So they have no idea what it is. And then all of, like, the nurses and stuff that were hanging around, when it starts to come out, they just flip out.
Oh, yeah. It'd be something like a horror movie.
Yeah, this snake is pulled out of the mouth like somebody pulling up, like, a long line. You know, when you
like
do
an
ice fishing over in, over in Canada. And then, whoa, what's this thing that's popped out of the mouth?
I really want to see the Russian version of RP. Whatever that may be.
Wow. No, that's disturbing.
How great. Is well, she okay?
Yeah, she's absolutely fine.
Snake survived?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know, because I just put it in a bucket. I don't think it was fine. Oh. It was several hours later. Jade. I love that. I love you, Jade. Poor little thing.
Screw the woman.
Yeah, I know. Jade's is worried about the snake.
I am.
Reptile.
Oh, well, that's a great story, Crevo.
I'm glad you enjoyed
it. I'm sort of a bit repulsed, but it's good.
Hey, we're all about bringing you, like, medical warnings. So if you're in Lavashi in Russia, don't sleep outside on the grass. Right.
Yeah. Do you have a banana for breakfast today, Jay?
I do.
Oh, you better watch that.
But guys, we're about to play Lads versus Lasses on 131009. If you want to play, if you're a male, we're going to ask you female-based questions and vice versa. If we've got, I think, Tim Tams and wine, maybe?
No. We have Father's Day hampers.
There we go.
Oh,
no
so
need
good.
To buy Dad a gift this year, guys.
And cool. They've got great stuff in them. All different stuff every day.
I mean, male beauty products, some wine, some beef jerky.
Beef jerky.
Oh, yum.
Everyone loves
that's
jerky.
Worth winning. Yeah. I love beef jerky.
Jade's like, don't give it away, I'll have it.
Yeah. Win it for yourself. 131009 if you want to play.
One guy, one girl. Call now.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Lads
versus Lasses. Thank you.
That's right. We're about to play Lads versus Lasses. This is where we ask female-based questions to the males, and males get... I just think I said that back to five.
Yeah, you did.
I did, right? And then, yeah, female-based questions to the guy.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, cool. I had
You're
that right.
All good.
I was like,
You're
what?
All good.
So, yeah, that's basically it, and we're going to our first contestant.
That we are. Morning, Mel. How are you? How you doing, Mel?
Good, how are you?
Really good. You on the way to work, on the way home? What's your situation?
Just on my way to work, mate.
Yeah, right. All right, well, don't get too excited about it. Now, we do, of course, have a Father's Day hamper up for grabs. These are awesome, filled with products. So, you know, if there's a father in your life you want to give it to, or you can just keep everything for yourself. You know, live your own life. Don't be ruled by what society tells you. All you got to do is get these questions right and beat our male contestant. Are you ready?
I am.
Excellent. All right, question number one. Name a popular brand of turf that starts with B.
Buffalo.
Hey.
Correct.
Straight in there with
go
one.
You.
All right, question number two. What country is Heineken beer from?
Germany.
Oh, no, sorry. It's from... that's not right either. It's from Holland. Sorry about that. All right, and we do need your first answer. That's the way this goes. Question number three.
Jeez, Crevo, you are really channeling a real game show host today.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Grant Daniel won't be there forever. All right, question number three. What is the product WD-40 used for?
Lubricating.
Yeah, congratulations.
Woo, 2 out of 3. Go,
two
Mel.
Out of 3. Pretty good.
Hang on there, Mel. Let's
Hold
go
tight.
To Derek for our lad today. Hey, mate, how are you? Derek.
Desmeister.
If you're a guy and you want to play 13,
just try that other line there, Matty.
That's not
11, maybe.
No. That's Mel. Derek, are you there? No. Hey, guess what?
The girls win.
Mel, you win. Woo! By default. Lucky you.
Go us.
There we go. Easy as that.
I guess you scared Derek off there, Mel.
I'm still on.
This is Derek, isn't it? That's what I was saying.
Oh.
So Mel hasn't won.
Sorry,
let's
Mel.
Let's go to Derek.
Okay, so we're cancelling a false win.
Yep. That's what I was saying. Line 11.
What a disaster. Right. Sorry, Crevo. Yeah, I know you're a game show extraordinaire.
Exactly right. Hey,
Derek, how are you?
I'm good. I was listening to you the whole time thinking she's going to be tough to beat at 2 out of 3, but I can still hear you.
No, you're all good.
What a great moment. Hey, let's kick it off. Question number one for you, Derek. What shape is a princess cut diamond?
I'll go with triangular, but I'm pretty sure that's wrong.
It's a square, Derek. It's a square.
All right.
Next question. What is the name of Ed Sheeran's new baby? God, that's a hard one.
No, everyone knows.
We'll take first name.
I will at this point congratulate the females at winning.
Aww. Oh, no idea.
It's Lyra. Last question just for the lols, Derek. What does PMS stand for?
Premenstrual stress syndrome.
Yeah,
we'll take that. We got one
you
out of three.
You don't win, though. Mel,
yay!
You did win.
You did win after all.
There you go. All yours, Mel.
Good work, Mel. Good work.
No worries. Enjoy. Back tomorrow. Lads versus Lasses. Jade, Maddie and Creepo. The Novos.
Across Newcastle. Across Newcastle.
Are you ready?
This is Jade, Maddie and Creepo.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo. The Novos.
Hey, just reading an article this morning, a maths teacher from my old high school.
Yeah, yes.
Obviously, okay. She wasn't teaching there when I was in school, but she's also a boxer on the side, but she's also just revealed her side hustle, which is selling pictures of her used socks on the floor for up to $100 a photo.
That's crazy.
Just for a picture.
For a picture, yeah.
Can she take that picture and then sell it, keep selling it?
Well, I mean, I guess it's like sort of like an OnlyFans situation. I guess so. But she says that she's made more than $4,000 in less than a month, with fans paying more than $100 for a picture of just her socks. It's quite incredible, really.
Just shows you there's one, like, someone into everything.
Yeah.
There's a collectors for everything.
Even
isn't
if there was just one person that was into it, you're still getting $100 maybe once a week. Every second fortnight, that's an all right still income.
See, I just suggested to Jade that she could do something similar but with her feet. Like, you know, maybe, you know, get sensual with a mango or something, or fruit, or household items.
Because what I thought about, this isn't when that article came out about you can sell, like, you used underwear. It's a thing as well.
People just buy anything,
it's actually
it?
Huge industry, but Ben wasn't happy with the idea.
Well, I wonder why.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a bit too
that's
much,
next level.
It?
But this is harmless.
The sock thing is
sock thing.
People must just be collecting socks, I reckon. That's what that is.
Well, foot fetishes are a big thing, guys.
Mm, right.
You're into feet.
Yeah. I mean, do you think
I'm
she
not
is,
personally, right. but I'm just, you know.
You just
I'm too scared to even Google that.
Just disguise your foot and put, like, little foot... put dressings on it, little hats and
a little mustache.
You know what would be funny if you, like, you know how, like, strippers, like, they'll wear pants and then they'll just, like, they're velcroed, so you imagine stitching little mini velcro joineries onto parts of the sock and then slowly ripping off little bits of material.
Well, what a world.
I know, isn't it? What,
you know what, we had some fun yesterday. Obviously the biggest song on the planet right now is Cardi B, WAP. Like, it's just massive. The problem is, the lyrics are so bad and dirty that we're not allowed to play it on the radio. But yeah. I find it fascinating showing the video to people who've never seen it before. Now, Hamish and Jade yesterday viewed the WAP video for the very first time. Hamish, I don't think you were too impressed by it.
Oh, that's a magnificent understatement there, mate. Apparently it is music, but I didn't register.
Wasn't your favourite song of the year?
No.
Fair enough.
Didn't even qualify.
Was it the twerking or the
just
nudity?
Just the whole thing.
The whole show.
Just the vibe of the thing.
The vibe.
You loved it. Cravo?
Yeah, I like the song.
You like the song, not the video?
Well, you're an R&B man. I am.
Watch the video today at work if you haven't seen it. But, Jade, I showed you, and your reaction was priceless. I've got the audio. I'm going to play it next.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Hey, so, obviously, the biggest song on the planet right now is WAP by Cardi B. It's massive. TikTok has made this song into a phenomenon. It's huge. Everyone's learning the dance, singing the song.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people not into it. Now, I do love showing people the video for the first time. If they haven't seen it, it is quite the experience, some would say. So yesterday after the show, Jade, yet to see it, naturally we thought, let's show it to her and record her reaction. I love it. I've got the audio right here for you. Have a listen.
What are you watching, Jade?
What?
How good is it?
I think I've definitely gotten older because I think this is the biggest load of shit I've ever heard. I don't understand how this is number one.
I understand how it's music.
Lady Gaga and Taylor Swift are way better songs.
You know what it stands for?
No.
Have a guess.
Willy ass pussy?
No.
Very unimpressed.
Jade thinking it's a song about cats all of this time.
Lady Gaga, Taylor Swift, they do better songs.
They do better songs. That's just all like, I don't like. Personally, that music's not for me.
Well, that's totally fine. What I thought we could do, though, is we're not allowed to play it on the radio. Our boss has said, no, it's not to be on the show. So I want to try and weave this song into our show as much as possible across this week without actually playing it.
Well, we can't play it, but there's some parts have nothing wrong in them.
Absolutely.
So, no swearing.
No swearing, no naughty words. A very small part to the song.
Let's be honest, our office, right? Full of conservative people.
Some
would say, you know, not that willing to, you know, get into this sort of thing. What I thought we would do today, just to kick off our weaving of WAP into our show and to New FM, is I want to do a reaction video of some conservative members in the office and see what they think WAP stands for.
That's a great idea.
It's mission number one to get WAP played on this show.
Is it WAP or WAP? I don't know.
I don't know if it's WAP or WAP.
I think it's WAP.
Okay.
Jackson, what do you call it? I think it's WAP, yeah?
WAP.
Yeah.
WAP?
Yeah.
WAP. Okay.
Maybe that's another video, WAP or WAP. So we're going to play it to some people in the office today and see the reaction we get. Because my goal by the end of the week is to play it in its entirety on the show.
Through bits and pieces.
It'd be a clean version, maybe.
Very hard to find. Very hard to find. The people in sales, they will love this today.
And by love, you mean they're going to freak out.
What do you think we should do? So what does WAP stand for?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And what do they think the song's about? We'll get a couple of reactions.
A little bit of a mix
them.
And then we'll be weaving little tiny bits of the song. Say if there's a big leak.
Just some peace of mind in a...
If there's a big leak in the building, today. We can say, we can play the wet. Oh, it's wet. There's something wrong with that.
Well, you did think it was a song about pussies, Jade.
I did.
Cats.
So, who knows?
6:45.
Yeah, we've got What's the Goss with producer Jackson. What's on the way?
Mariah Carey's memoir is going to address a very awkward situation between her and Ellen DeGeneres. I'll tell you about that. Also, too, Scream 5. I don't know if you're aware of this, but it is in the making. There's a big celeb rumoured to be joining that cast.
Awesome.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Kim, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
But it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm gonna let you finish.
What's the goss?
That's right. This is where we check in with producer Jackson to get all the latest goss. And I can't wait to hear about this scary movie business.
Yeah, Scream 5. So I don't know if you're a fan of the franchise, but a lot of the big stars have signed back on for the fifth installment, which is in the works right now. So we've got Courtney Cox.
Oh, wow.
They're saying that they want Drew Barrymore to work on it. Obviously, I think she got killed off, so she's not going to be reprising any roles. But Courtney Cox has actually followed Selena Gomez on Instagram and commented on one of her posts, "I can't wait to meet you." So there's a huge rumor going around that Selena Gomez is going to be one of the next big stars of Scream 5.
Love that.
That's huge.
That's exciting because she hasn't been in a film in a very long time. She's produced a lot of documentaries and whatnot.
Well, she's working with Netflix on that 13 Reasons Why, but I think that's wrapped up. And she's looking to get back into the spotlight. So,
do you think David Arquette will reprise his role? Very awkward for him and Courtney, if so.
I think they have quite a good relationship, though.
Yeah, I heard that, actually.
They're one of those Hollywood couples. Do you know how people get divorced and they still live together and, you know?
Or hang out a lot.
They're friends.
If you're in Hollywood at the moment with the whole pandemic, if someone goes, do you want a job with someone you're not great friends with, you probably go, you know what, I'll have that job.
Tell me
what you're paying later.
Yeah, they get paid big bucks. Moving on to Mariah Carey. You might have remembered in 2008 she did this very awkward interview with Ellen DeGeneres where this happened.
Let's toast to you not being pregnant. If you're not pregnant, then we should.
Oh, my goodness. I can't believe it. Why would we toast to that? How about to the future? Yeah,
you can
and for both of our futures, who knows what they hold?
Who knows? All right, go ahead.
Okay, cheers.
It's almost like Mariah Carey knew what was going to happen to Ellen. She's like a visionary.
Okay.
This is going to go into the toilet. But this comes because, obviously, Mariah Carey had a lot of pregnancy issues around that time. She actually lost a baby. So that was a week after that happened to her. And Ellen DeGeneres was apparently very aware of all of that. She's opened up in her memoir and she says she was extremely uncomfortable. It was one of the worst days of her life. But exciting news for Mimi. Because we've got an Apple TV Christmas special coming for her.
Oh, yes. I mean, look, I'm glad Apple took her on because we all know what happened. I think she's good. She's got a brand new album out, right? The song's doing well.
Has she?
Well, the album's coming, but the song's out at the moment.
Oh, wow.
It's a Christmas songs, isn't it?
No, it's an actual pop song. So she's ramping up the profile before December, it seems.
Getting ready to sell more Christmas music.
Side note, this was playing in a store in Broadway in Sydney on the weekend.
Was it really?
Is that too early?
No. Well, I want Christmas to be all year round because it makes people happy.
I mean, it's the first day of spring, so...
Jay did suggest to me yesterday that she'll start shopping for her Christmas presents early.
I did, actually.
What are deals on? Is that at the moment?
September.
Well, I'm sick of being that person last minute at Christmas, not organised.
I love last minute Christmas shopping. I'm always the guy that's there at like 11:30 at night doing my Christmas shopping.
The best
for me because I don't care about anyone else.
I skipped it last year. It was amazing. Yeah, it was overseas. It was the best.
Right.
Didn't have to buy anything anyone.
Yeah, true. That.
Brilliant.
thank you, Jackson. Coming up next, we are doing a right or wrong. Jade dropped a big claim on the show yesterday. We're going to talk about that next.
Jade, Maddie and Grievo, the Novos.
Time's up, time's up. Hold on. All right,
so
you've got 30 seconds. You ready?
The moment has arrived. Across Newcastle. Relax. Open your mind. All right, let's get started.
Come on.
Another day is kicking off.
You guys feel that?
Hell yeah.
And the Novos are about to throw open the mics.
Go! Let's go.
And get things started.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
This is
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Guys, really good to see. Hopefully some restaurants and bars will be open a lot longer now with this trial beginning. You were just saying you can't really get a good feed here in Newcastle after 9:30 at night, can you?
Yeah, that's right. And I was just saying, you know, during the week, sure, I don't think I'd be very rare I'd want dinner that late. But on a Friday or Saturday night, you know, you've had a few drinks and you want to get a nice meal somewhere and everything's shut.
Mm. Yeah, you kind of need to be in a restaurant by 7 o'clock at the absolute latest to enjoy a bottle of wine or a nice meal, relax.
unwind.
I'm excited for this. I really hope some restaurants get into it.
Well, bars 2 a.m. restaurants midnight. So
brilliant.
Really
this is
good.
Great news, I reckon.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, up next, speaking of food and dining and stuff, Jade made a bold claim on the show yesterday about how she manages to wrangle a kid's meal.
Yeah.
So let's have a listen.
Roll the tape.
It's my birthday today.
I don't say that. I say I've had gastric band surgery. That's if they don't let me have the kid's meal.
Does it work?
Does. Occasionally. I've only had to do it, I think, twice.
So a 100% success rate.
Yeah.
Wow.
What I thought we should do, 13:10:09, right or wrong, saying you've had gastric band surgery to get access to the kids' meal.
You know what? I actually want to speak to a restaurant owner and get their thoughts on the rules around a kid's meal.
That would be good as well.
It seems like it's a taboo thing to approach, but maybe it's not.
Well, I think they don't let adults order kids' meals, and correct me if I'm wrong, chefs out there, but apparently, I believe it's because they don't make as much money. Like, it costs them more to make a kid's meal than it does a main meal, but I don't want a main meal.
Have you ever been rejected when you've asked for a kid's meal?
In the past, I have.
You have,
and
yeah.
Then I've switched on and I've gone, okay, I'll say this.
The old gastric band story.
It's my birthday today.
I don't say that. I say I've had gastric band surgery. That's if they don't let me have the kids' meal.
What a great Jade moment.
I don't think I should be ashamed because, like, there was this only one place I think I've ever managed to eat at where they offer half serves. So for smaller people and, like, for the elderly, it was a bowls club, but, like, that...
Jade, you're not 4'2".
they offer half serves, and I don't want a big meal that I can't finish, and I'm paying, $26-plus for.
Let's get into this
next.
After this.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
So we're doing a bit of a right or wrong this morning, because often when you go to a restaurant and they have the kids' meals advertised, it's not accessible for everyone. So Jade came up with the idea of saying, I've had gastric band surgery, and then they hook you up with the kids' meal. You know what? I've been thinking about this, and I actually think if you have something for sale, like a kids' meal, whatever you've got...
Shouldn't restrict it.
You shouldn't restrict it. I just think it's ridiculous, actually.
Well, if it's on the menu, anyone should be able to order it.
I actually agree with that.
I think you're right about the half portions, Jay. They should, release a line of meals at each restaurant that is literally like a half serve.
Then
it can be more than half the money. Because I understand that there's costs involved in making stuff.
Yeah.
So, say, for example, full thing's $20, the half serve might be $15. You'd still probably buy it.
And 100% I would.
All right, shall we take some calls?
Let's do it.
Peter, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Hey,
Hi,
doing
Peter.
Good. What are your thoughts on this?
I am actually on Jay's side. I have had the gastric sleeve surgery, and I hate food wasting. Unless I'm going out with friends and we go halves in a meal, I will ask for the kids' meal. I've only ever had it once where they've said, no, I can't have it.
Yeah, wow.
So have you pulled the gastric band surgery excuse out before?
I have had the gastric sleeve. I had it 18 months ago, so I use it all the time when I go out. Otherwise you pay for a full meal and you eat maybe a quarter of it.
Yeah, exactly. And to be honest with you, I agree with you 100%. All those reasons are why I do it. And how are you going since you've had the surgery? Are you doing okay?
I've lost about 50 kilos.
Oh, congratulations.
Wow. Thank you. The only place I have never asked for a kid's meal is Rochelle's because I generally get the pizza and you can take it home.
Oh, that's cool. If
that's
you can
a good
do
point.
The doggy bag situation, that's fine, yeah.
Hey, Peter, what's the adjustment been like from obviously before, enjoying a big bowl of pasta or spaghetti or a whole pizza like I like to do? Like, how hard was it to change?
Mentally, it has been the hardest thing ever. I was one to, wherever I went, I would always get a smitty. My friends would know wherever we went, they wouldn't even have to ask me what I wanted. Now when I go out, I look at a smitty and think, man, I wish I could eat it, but I'm glad I did it. No regrets.
Yeah, so it was worth it.
Yeah, fantastic.
Well, congratulations. Yeah, I'm glad it's changed your life. That's amazing.
Really good.
Feel bad. I was scared I was going to get...
Roasted.
But that's okay.
Exactly right.
Now you've gotten on board with the gastro band causes. Yet another cause you're behind. Very good. 7:14. Hamish, good morning. News that didn't make the news is coming up next.
Jay, Maddie and Creezo, the Novos.
Hamish is here with the news that didn't make the news.
The Novos on New FM.
We're trying to figure out how to make the news less boring and you act like you peed in your milkshakes.
I love the media.
The news that didn't make the news with Hamish.
Yeah, Hamish, you need to pick it up off the floor, put it back on your desk and read us the news that did not make the news today. Please.
Get all the snippets.
The clippings.
Well, okay, I might start off with one that technically doesn't fit the criteria because I actually did run it just before and a few other media organisations
You're the
are doing
boss
it.
Here.
You know what? I'm going to do whatever I want. I'm going to talk for as long as I want. This is about bees and cancer. There's a study that's happening in WA at the moment. And they found that the venom from bees is actually extremely effective in killing aggressive breast cancer cells.
Wow!
The venom, it's used with existing chemotherapy drugs, but it not only eliminates the cancer cells, but also stops them from reproducing. It stops the chemical communication between the cells that makes them reproduce. So... yeah, it's a fantastically encouraging story that happening in Western Australia at the moment. It's just getting underway and more testing needs to follow, of course, with these certain things.
Wow. Great news for the bees, though, I think there's just a few documentaries on it, but, you know, bees are sort of... on the outer in certain places, so it'll create more bee farms.
We need bees. And if the evidence wasn't in that we need bees, because if we don't have bees, then...
Well, there's no worse.
Then, you know, well, we are in a lot of trouble, because it pollinates crops, etc. So,
incredible little creatures.
Oh, yeah,
that's amazing. Cool.
Easily my favourite animals, next to ants.
Also, interestingly...
No kidding.
Yeah. A few years ago, Kanye West... called a lady's breasts bee stings. So maybe he foreshadowed this research and knew about it in the future.
You know what? I wouldn't be surprised if he claimed that.
That's the sort of thing he would claim. I was angling at.
I think there might be some questions over that. Anyway, moving on. Jade, you have plants, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
Do you talk to your plants by any chance?
Oh, sometimes I do.
I would see you doing that.
I do.
Hello, my pretties.
My Brazilian jasmine in particular, because I really like
That's
it. Right. And, I do.
Okay.
That one in particular, I do. I don't talk to all of them like a crazy lady.
A simple yes would suffice, Jade.
Yes.
Thank you. You're right to do so. Evidence is mounting that, you know, there's all these studies that say that plants are quite smart. They communicate with each other using chemicals, etc. I think we talked about that in the show earlier. Well, there's more evidence that says just how smart they are. Venus flytraps can apparently count the number of steps their prey makes. So, you know, if a fly crawls across it, it'll know that it's a fly, as opposed to a bit of dirt that's flown.
Oh, wow.
There's also a study that found that they can remember, decide, and make decisions. There's a plant. It involved a study where they got a plant that closes as a defensive mechanism, and they dropped it from a small height 60 times. Initially, the plant closed as a defense mechanism, but then the plant realized that it wasn't being harmed and then just went, okay, I'll just let this happen, and
how
didn't close up. Astonishingly, they found out that reflex lasts a month after they did the test, so it's got a memory.
Wow.
That's like way better memory than my nan had, even. she'd forget stuff straight away.
So does that mean, well, if I talk to the plant, it's going to remember my voice? Is that what you're saying?
Positive energies and stuff. Absolutely. Give it encouragement.
Well, it is the one that flowers the most.
Well, there you go.
Wow, I love your flowers.
There you go. And finally, an American startup company claims it's close to developing a battery that can last for up to 28,000 years without needing to be recharged.
Wow.
It uses nuclear waste byproduct, carbon-14, and it's surrounded by diamonds, which absorbs the energy and turns it into electricity.
Is that good?
Yeah, it's very good. It's very good. Yep. And they reckon it could be available later this year.
What? So long-lasting batteries is the key to everything.
Yep. Yep.
It is absolutely the key to everything going forward.
Right. What a breakthrough.
So very important.
That's good, but like, what happens to the battery waste? Like, wouldn't that be harmful to the Earth down the track?
It's used for 28,000 years, and we've got plenty. We've got plenty of nuclear waste in storage just sitting there.
Just doing nothing.
You know, we can use it.
And the byproduct from the battery wouldn't be half as much as...
No. It depends on the size of the battery as well, too. But it's actually absorbed by diamonds, which are the hardest material known to Earth. So they last as well.
Get that into the space shuttles, and they can come back from Mars.
That's the idea.
You know what, Hamish?
That's the idea.
What a great positive news that didn't make the news today. Changing the world.
I like having a bit of positivity. It's generally a negative, you know, profession that I'm in. Yeah. Talking about COVID and all those sort of things. But I love a bit of that sort of stuff.
I love hearing these stories because it's almost like you were my science teacher that I didn't have because I didn't finish year 12. So it's I'm learning.
That's good. We're all learning on the big old journey that
Thanks,
we're on.
Thanks, Hamish.
Oh, life's a classroom.
So philosophical this morning.
Next up, film clips, movie clips.
Hey, we are playing Beat the Meat after the news. Of course, Singo sausages up for grabs. Get in early if you want to play.
Jade, Maddie and Grevo, the Novos.
Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
Are you ready?
This is
Jade, Maddie and Grevo.
Jade, Maddie and Grevo, the Novos.
And a big thank you to the Happy Mobile Cafe, Carl and Benny. They came round. I'm sipping my delicious latte. Crevo, you're still getting iced lattes?
Yeah, love it.
Maddie, what's your order these days?
Soy latte with two equals.
Oh, beautiful. They whatever you want, they make it to perfection. Get the Happy Mobile Cafe round to your business if you want to treat your stuff.
Their website, happymobilecafe.com.au. They are so good.
Puts me in a good mood every day. Love it. Hey, up next, we are playing Beat the Meat. We all love to beat the meat. And 131009, if you'd like to get your hands on a big pile of sausages. It's very simple. It's like Beat the Bomb, but with sausages, all thanks to Singos.
3 days for them to go off last week.
Well,
so, you know, let's do it.
Jade, Maddie and Grevo, the Novos.
Welcome to Beat the Meat.
A lot of people ask us how we came up with the idea for sausages.
You can tell it's good food when you get this many Instagram notifications in the time you eat it.
You got any hot dogs?
Say it like a sausage, not like a human.
Very simple game. All you need to do is beat the bomb, except it is sausages because we all love to beat the meat. Singos hook us up with these great sausages each week, and Wednesdays you've got a chance to win them. But of course, if the sausage explodes, the juice goes everywhere, you get nothing.
Yeah, if you get too greedy, you lose out.
The weather over the next few days, great for a midweek siesta. Little evening barbecue. Fantastic. Yep. Let's go to Dennis. Hello, Dennis.
Hi, how you going?
Oh, doing good, mate. What's on for the day?
I'm still at work at the moment. I work at Hamilton Laundrette.
Dennis. Did I chat to you the other day?
Trevo, yeah, you did, mate. I bought something off you off Marketplace.
Yeah, nice one, man. Well, it's good to have you on the show.
How are you, mate?
I hope you can beat the meat.
That's the plan.
Hey, Dennis, did Crevo convert you, or have you been listening to New FM for a while?
I said to Crevo when I met him, as soon as I seen the name on Marketplace, that has to be the guy off 105. But I've been listening to you guys for about 3 years now. I've been converted for a while. You guys are really entertaining.
Aww.
I listen to because I drive early in the morning.
Thanks, Dennis.
Thank you.
Appreciate
that's very kind.
Because you do your all the deliveries and everything, isn't it?
Yeah, I do deliveries and I do shifts in the shop as well. So
yeah, nice one, man.
Anybody listening, come in and see Dennis and the girls at Hamilton Laundrette.
Getting the cheeky plug in.
Yeah,
there.
Good on you. You're our sort of listener, Dennis.
Love your hustle, man.
Let's go, Dennis. Remember to say stop before the bomb goes off. Let's do it. One sausage. Four sausages. Six sausages. 12 sausages. 15 sausages.
Stop.
15 sausages. Good on you, man. Well done.
Winner.
Hey, Dennis, you had 32 sausages today. Well, that's all right.
Still 15.
Still good. Congratulations, man. Beat the meat back next week, guys.
Thanks for listening, Dennis.
And thank you to Singos for hooking us up with those.
Yeah, they do amazing meat. But, guys, I am really helping the ladies out there today. So listen up, if you can't get your partner to do the vacuuming, I've come up with an ingenious way.
Mm-hmm. I think a lot of ladies will be into this.
Yeah, and it's all about giving the man what he wants. So I'll go into detail after this.
Very good.
Jade, Maddie and Creezo, the Novos.
I don't know if you guys like to vacuum. Is it something that you enjoy?
I hate it.
I don't think men really like to do it. Women don't like to do it either. But for some reason, I think in most cases, we seem to do it more. That's from what I gather, from the observation with my mum and my sister's relationships and the people I know.
I'd say in the world, you're probably right.
Yeah.
I have a feeling. See, I've always thought it's more of a male task. Like, yeah, do the vacuuming, I'll do the dishes, not to generalise, you know, so that women do dishes all the time. But I feel like the vacuuming is always delegated to the men.
I'll generalise.
In my family.
I think it's always the women because I'm always doing it.
Right.
And so, but like, I don't know why, and I'm cool with it because, you know, Benny mows. Like, and I actually like mowing the lawn, but I'm like, you know what, something he likes to do. I want a happy life at home. I'll let him do what he wants when it comes to the chores and I'll do whatever's left. But he's been nagging me for a long time. I don't like the vacuum. I don't like the vacuum. And I thought, oh, okay. Well, I'll vacuum then because it's annoying him. The cord, he finds the cord on the vacuum just a hassle. So he's been looking at Dysons for a while. And I said, Benny, they're too expensive. Mm. Like, I'm not going to pay $700 for a Dyson when my $60 vacuum yet has a cord, but it does the job.
Mm.
Like, no issue. But then anyway, we're out on the weekend and I saw that Dysons, very rare, it was on special. I thought to myself, okay, you know me, I don't like to pay full price.
No, for anything.
For anything if I can. You're a sucker. So I thought, all right, here's the chance, Benny. If you want the Dyson, get the Dyson.
How much was the Dyson the original price,
so
please?
The original price is $699.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It had 33% off, which is very rare for Dyson.
You got 50. You're right.
No, I was still paid 33% off, so I saved $250. So we did still lash out $450. I still think is a big rip-off.
That's a big purchase.
It's
for
a big
you.
Purchase. That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
So anyway, he was so excited. It's his new toy. He loves it. And I'm like, this is great. I should have got one ages ago. If your husband's, you know, whinging about not a vacuumer, he's whinging about the cord, lash out and get the Dyson because it's amazing. He's every night he just gets it and he's just going around the house vacuuming little parts of the house.
Hilarious.
It's amazing. I couldn't believe it.
I think part of the key to doing it, to making him do a lot of vacuuming, is getting him to think that it was his idea to get it.
Yeah.
So I think, ladies, that's probably part of the trick to
it. How great. Creebo, who does the vacuuming in your house?
Mostly me.
Mostly you. So, the guys.
Yeah.
I hate to do this to you, Jade, because I know you're so excited.
Oh, no, don't.
But I'm going to do it. There has been an article released this week.
Yeah.
Aldi Special Buys are releasing basically a carbon copy of a Dyson cordless vacuum cleaner for just $99.99.
Dyson knockoff.
Do you know what? They're saying it's just as good.
But you
is
know,
it, though?
They say that. But you know what? I do believe you get what you pay for.
Like, it's, well, you get a husband who does the vacuuming.
Exactly.
That's probably worth
it's
about
like
10 grand.
Boys and his toys. Like, it's incredible.
I love that a Dyson vacuum cleaner is classed as a boy's toy now.
Yeah, it really is. That. Because it's very robotic looking. It's very
futuristic.
He's getting there. And he's like, look at this, Jade. And he picks it off the wall, like, proud. And he's like, no cord. And he goes and he starts. And he goes and starts vacuuming. I'm like, this is great.
I reckon part of it is because it sort of feels like a Ryobi or some sort of Makita cordless drill.
Similar sounds.
And
it's a trigger.
It has the same button.
It's honestly, Dysons are honestly designed for men. So, ladies, that's my hot tip for you. Just spend the money and lash out and it'll change your life.
You won't have to vacuum anymore by the sounds of it.
It's like one less household chore to do.
Tick.
Hey, guys. Oh, there it is. The Weather Whiz Kid is coming up next. If you'd like your child to be our next Weather Whiz Kid, newfm.com.au, you can nominate them there.
Jade, Maddie and Creezo, the Novos.
Head to newfm.com.au and register your details. BNU FM's Weather Whiz Kid with the Novos.
Hi, my name is Xanthi. I'm 11 years old and I would like to say hi to my friends in 5G at Bel Air Public School. Here's the weather. A mostly sunny day ahead with patchy morning fog. We're expecting a top temperature of 24 degrees in the city, 25 degrees inland, and 23 degrees around the lake. Sunny with light winds tomorrow and mostly sunny with a possible shower in the late afternoon and evening on Friday. It's the Nobos when you wake up. Kate, Tim and Marty for the drive home. And Newcastle's best music on 105.3 New FM.
Boom, that's how you do it.
Yay.
Time's up, time's up, time's up.
Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
Relax. Open your mind.
All right, let's get started.
Come on!
Another day is kicking off.
You guys feel that?
Hell yeah.
And the Novos are about to throw open the mics.
Go! Let's go.
And get things started.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
This is
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos.
Wow.
That was really seriously good.
Thanks, what an Xanthi.
Really, really good. What an eloquent weather report.
She did what? Such a good job.
Hamish, yeah. I think she would almost be employable as a cadet journalist
right now.
For you right now.
Right now. Yep.
Wow.
Good to go.
11 years old from Bel Air Public School. Great job.
Unfortunately, labour laws mean you can't have them working that young.
Just killing this country with those labour laws. It's those
so
child labour laws.
Oh, good job. Newfm.com.au if you'd like your child to be the next Weather Whiz Kid. So good. Guys, we received one of the best calls I've ever received in my radio career on Monday in Last Calls, and it was a woman who has a kangaroo for a pet.
Yeah, a couple of weeks ago, I was on a current affair. I had lost a male kangaroo, and in that time, he went to another carer, and I got him back, and then I had the National Parks and Wildlife when I was at work turn up at my place and removed him from my pet.
Oh, I feel so bad for her because she loves this kangaroo. But unfortunately, you can't keep kangaroos as pets.
The law is the law. It's a tricky one, though, for sure, because we're all like, oh, she really feels for this.
Now, a lot of people must have some interesting pets out there, we thought. If a woman owns a kangaroo, surely there are other pets out there that are really weird. So 13 10 09, coming up next, do you have an unusual pet and what is it?
Great.
The weirder
one for
the better
kids to listen into, for
the
sure.
Weirder the better.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Yeah, we got a great call from a listener the other day. She's very upset because she's had a pet kangaroo for 5 years. It was taken off her, but it's sad, but unfortunately you're not allowed to keep kangaroos, native animals as pets.
No.
13 10 09, though, we thought would open up the lines. Do you have an unusual pet and what is it?
All right.
That's right.
Morning, Carly.
Let's go to Carly. Yes, hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you. So did you own an unusual pet or do you?
Yes, yeah, we do. We've got quite a menagerie. So we've got a chicken, guinea pig, a goat, a mini schnauzer, and we have an alpaca called Kerry.
Oh, wow. That sounds like a great home to grow up in, all those animals.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. We've got kids too, so they love it.
Oh.
Now, Carly, tell me, how much is your like food bill for all of these creatures weekly?
Oh, we're pretty all right because we live on a couple of acres. So the alpaca and the goat, they just eat everything, but we get probably a bale of hay a week, 20 kilos of chicken pellets, and then the guinea pig and the dog. So everybody pretty much eats everything.
Oh,
so good.
How many kids do you have?
I've got a little girl, Ariana, who's 5, and I've got Yvette, who's 3.
Oh, wow. They're going to have the best childhood there. Like, that sounds amazing. Their own little mini zoo.
Yeah, and we're just down in Shortland, so not far from you guys.
Oh, nice. It's a good part of the world. There are those, like, little sort of mini farms around there, aren't there?
Yeah, it's good. It's excellent. We love it.
How good. So close to the city, to the water, but you get to live this almost, you know, semi-secluded farm life. That's the life.
It's
the
rural lifestyle.
I'm jealous. I'm going to move in.
Lock your doors. Carly, thank you for your call.
Alicia, how are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Excellent. We are talking unusual pets. What have you got for us?
So I've had a few over the years growing up.
Yeah.
So we had a platypus that we rescued that got bitten by an eel, and we raised her back to health and released her.
Oh, my God.
That's cool.
What a great story.
How do you nurse a platypus back to life?
My grandparents did most of it under the instruction of the reptile park, so I just have photos of me cuddling her when I was little.
What did they? Do you remember what they were like, their demeanour? Are they quite, chilled out?
A little poisonous.
Super playful.
Really? Because I thought they had, like, poisonous spikes on them or something.
Only the male does.
Oh, wow.
Or I might have it the other way around, but only one of them does. So the one we had didn't have the poisonous spike.
Wow, so you just got to cuddle it, was playing around, its little bill poking into things.
It's like a flat duck. I love platypuses.
Yeah, she used to just swim around in the bathtub and, like, it was just amazing. So,
bathtub. I love that.
What an unbelievable story. What else did you have?
So we had a ringtail possum. So the mum got bitten by a tick. So we took care of her from a young baby as well. We had a couple of diamond pythons, and I had a kangaroo who thought she was a dog. And we also had a pet ostrich.
So did you grow up on a few acres yourself? Or?
So my grandparents had a property up in the Barrington, and then they also now live out at Broke on Acreage. So,
is your grandpa Dr. Harry or what?
He may as well be.
Binge you and eat your heart.
I mean, I've got nothing, a boring old zoo. Yours are heaps better. I go to Alicia's Zoo any day.
Oh, so good. Thank you for sharing your stories. Wow, an ostrich.
Yeah.
Some of the best. Hey, guys, up next, I got a text from my gym yesterday.
Really?
Saying, congratulations on becoming a rock star.
Well, you are a rock star.
And I was like, this is a little weird. I'm going to get into the full details next. Apparently, I am a rock star fitness junkie. But if you look at me, I'm more of a junk food junkie.
Jade, Maddie and Greaso, the Novos.
Thrown to the fitness rock star now.
Well, yeah, so I've obviously been using the gym a lot to shower, right?
Yeah.
Because I don't have a shower at my house at the moment. So I'm usually in there twice a day, in the morning before work, and then at night, before I go to bed.
And you've been doing this for how long now? 3 weeks?
This is the third week.
So twice a day for 3 weeks.
Yeah. And then suddenly I get this email saying, rockstar fitness status, well done. And I love this bit. You are officially a rockstar fitness status. You trained more than 20 days in the last month, which puts you in the top 10% of exercises in Australia.
Woo!
Can I get some cheers around the team, please? That's what I'm looking for. Well done. If you have been doing this for a while, then you will definitely be seeing some results. I can give you the hot tip, I'm not. They then say consistency is key to success, so just keep doing what you're doing and you will absolutely get better results.
What a very motivational text message. I like
on
that.
On and on it goes. You're already doing such an awesome job, so just stay focused now.
What do you get?
Well, look at this big picture I've been emailed.
Oh, a star. A
gold star. They said, if you need any support along the way, please make sure to let us know.
You know what? Like, it's nice they sent the message out, but twice a day for 3 weeks, that's pretty impressive if you're training, that is, right?
Well, definitely.
So you'd think you'd award your member with something a little
more than an email?
Than just a text or an email. Like, give them a lanyard.
Should
give
we call them and see if you should give the star back?
We can if you want.
Let's just do it live. Have a bit of fun.
Yeah.
Genesis Mayfield.
See if they'll give you a free drink bottle.
No, I'm just thinking.
His name is Crevo. Jade, not Jade.
I'm not after free.
We'll give him some feedback.
Genesis Mayfield, Bella speaking.
Hey there, Bella. It's Jade, Maddie and Crevo. You're live on UFM at the moment, just letting you know. I've just got an email from you guys, because I'm a member there, saying that I'm now a fitness rock star, but I wanted to let you know that when I've been coming into the gym, I haven't been training every time, so I was wondering, do I need to give the star back?
No, that's okay. You don't have to.
Oh, okay.
That's fine.
All right.
Because Crevo's been going in, twice a day for 3 weeks. That's pretty impressive if someone was actually working
training,
out.
Training, but a lot of the time I've just been using the shower because I'm renovating at the moment.
Yeah.
That's fair enough.
So I thought, I don't know, passing on some feedback that you should probably maybe think about giving, like, people working out that much a free drink bottle or
don't
a lanyard.
Listen to Jade. Don't She's a member of a rival gym. Yeah, she's just trying to undermine you guys. Hey, I've got a question for you. Do you think that, you know, obviously he's coming in all the time. Do you guys frown upon this situation that he's coming in and not working out and using your facilities?
Hey, I'm working out sometimes. It's not every time.
Do you frown upon it?
Nah,
that's
cool.
A yes.
I think she's scared. Look,
thanks,
hey,
Steph.
Thanks for being a good sport.
Genesis Fitness Mayfield, right?
They're great very facilities. Good. Love the place.
Well, that's why you chose the joint.
Yeah, it's really
well,
good.
You don't have to give it back. I mean, you can print that out.
I can keep the star.
Pop print it,
up
it out.
On the wall.
I'm happy with that.
Hang it in your new bathroom as a memento to
that's
this time.
That's a great idea. You know? I need some artwork for it.
Oh, guys. Coming up next, Jade, of course, we went to the Port Stephens Koala Hospital yesterday.
That we did. So we went there because about 7 or 8 months ago, they were working on a new plan out there to, you know, boost the tourism to the area and to upgrade their facilities because they were all right. Mm. You know, they were doing the job and helping, you know, the koalas that came in. But now they've been getting a lot of donations and really trying to fund a new build, and they've finally managed to do that, you know, with the help of locals and the government. And it is outstanding. Like, the Port Stephens Koala Hospital are doing wonderful things for our community and for our wildlife. So we went there, we checked out the new facilities, and I cannot wait to tell you about them because they're just, honestly, they're world class.
Okay, doing that after the news.
Jade, Maddie and Grifo, the Novos.
Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
Are you ready?
This is
Jade,
Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Rate the music now, newfm.com.au. Tell us how we're doing. You can have your say on offer. An $80 Stax voucher at the Mex Club. Great homestyle cooking.
Wow.
You could be walking away with that. Jackson, you've got some music for us after 9.
100% do.
Oh, yes, Evanescence.
Dye your hair black, pass around the mascara. Back to life. I love this band in high school.
That was pretty good.
It's like great memories. Not afraid to. Mr. Guy Sebastian, do you reckon he's going to follow The Voice to Channel 7?
I think he will. Well, he worked for them when he was on The X Factor, so.
Also,
I think
he lives in Australia, so good chance.
Also, too, cling to that kind of job.
Yeah,
he gets paid a mozza.
He does.
How much?
Upwards of 500K.
Yeah. And do you know what? They are chatting about ditching Boy George and Kelly Rowland, doing like a whole Aussie lineup.
Oh, see, I like Boy George.
Me too. Keep him.
Yeah, keep Boy George. Bleeding in Love. This is what Kelly and Boy George are going to play when they get ditched from The Voice. Actually, I've heard. I've seen their little Spotify playlist. It's
love
at the
it.
Top. Leona Lewis. It's coming up 105 commercial free
nice
afternoon.
One.
Very good. Jade, we went out to the Port Stephens Koala Hospital yesterday, caught up with Ron.
That we did. And we're going to get an update on their new facilities and how you can possibly help one of their koalas, Kai.
Oh, very good. We're doing the fundraising drive already. It's fantastic. He's so cute as well, Kai. Going through a tough time.
Jade, Maddie and Grifo, the Novos.
We're talking about the Port Stephens Koala Hospital. They do amazing work in our region, looking after all the injured koalas that come their way. And about 7 months ago, we did a fundraising drive, obviously, with the bushfires. There were a lot of koalas that were affected and still are. And they've been doing amazing work looking after them. And their facilities at the time were undergoing, I guess, improvements. Like, it wasn't bad what they were working in, but obviously it could be better. So thanks to a lot of donations, they've managed to build this amazing facility. I've never seen anything like it, not even on Totally Wild.
Well, it's a working hospital.
It is fully functional. It's incredible what they've done.
If I got taken in there with something like needing an operation,
you'd be comfortable getting that operation.
Yeah,
there.
Go for it. This place looks great. It's bang up to date, modern. All of the equipment looks like it's out of a normal human hospital. I mean, it is just unbelievable.
They've got an X-ray machine. They've got their own purpose-built operating tables.
That's right.
They've got these incredible bits of machinery that I don't even know what they are, but I mean, you know,
it looked
amazing. Of course, you did hula hoop for 105 minutes to raise money for the Port Stephens Koala Hospital. Jade, how much did you raise for them last time?
It was just over $3,000.
Yeah, good, really good effort.
Amazing.
These facilities are going to be a game changer in this country, Krivo. We were chatting yesterday about, you know, the educational purposes.
That's right.
You know, I can see so many school kids going there, learning about our native animals. It's incredible.
Yeah, just an amazing place.
But when we were there, Ron was mentioning, obviously, all the koalas that are in their care at the moment. There's one in particular, Kai, who's not doing well. He's got cryptopsychosis.
Yeah.
It's a form of koala cancer. That's how we explained it to us. And up to, like, the care costs up to date are $14,000, which is a lot, because he undergoes two chemo treatments a week, which is just the poor koala. Like, you don't realize how fragile they are until you see sick koala. So we're going to put a link onto our Facebook page, and if you can make a small donation, anything at all, it'll go, you know, towards
his care,
towards Kai and him getting better. So, because they don't like to euthanize the koalas there.
Yeah.
They
try and get them better the best they can. Obviously, the top goal for that place is to get them back out into the wild.
Mm.
Sometimes they're not able to, but they still try and give that koala a great quality of life in the sanctuary that they have there.
Yeah.
So they're just doing great work.
So if you're wondering about, you know, why you need to help Kai, Kai went through a pretty intrusive operation. He had a cancerous growth on his head. The professionals out there have done a great job. They've removed the tumour.
Yeah.
And we sort of were looking at photos of his progress across time, you know, going from 4 weeks to 8 weeks to 12 weeks. And just seeing the recovery is so great. I mean, it's so expensive. $14,000, but when you actually have a look at them, you know, we need to protect our native animals, right?
Especially koalas. Yeah, and especially the koalas, because if we don't, they're actually going to go extinct. So we're on a path towards that. So that's why places like this are so important, to just so that future generations get to see a koala.
Yeah.
So there's some, like, pictures of Kai on the link, yeah, Jade, where...
I'm not 100% sure if the Port Stephens Koalas have the pictures of him on their link, but I've got the donation link, so the money goes directly to them.
Do you know what's great as well? You met the koala that was named after you yesterday as well, Jade.
It was very kind of them to do that.
Little cutie.
Yeah, apparently, because we were actually going to go get, you know, quite close, but they're like, nah. Too feisty.
Too naughty.
There's also a video on our Facebook page as well if you want to check out the facilities and just see what an incredible job they've done building this thing.
Yeah, and it is 100% volunteer run. They only run on donations. They're getting nothing from the government. They get nothing from anywhere else. Really, it's donations only.
Yeah.
And everyone pretty much there is just volunteering their time.
You can actually adopt a koala permanently, so...
Yeah, you can be the sort of the guardian of it.
Koala daddy or mummy.
And that information's on this link as well.
Perfect.
Good stuff.
Jade, Maddie and Griso, the Novos.
Yeah, end of the show, guys. Beautiful couple of days ahead. What are your plans for the Savo?
I'm going to the gym and then I've got pickleball later.
Oh, yeah.
It's Wednesday.
Can't wait for that tonight.
Isn't that cute? You too.
Yeah,
you've really continued on the pickleball journey, haven't you?
It is. It's our little thing we do.
It was really funny yesterday when we were at the Port Stephens Koala Hospital in the car park there. They've set it up like on an old tennis court, like a dilapidated tennis court. Jade's like scouting for like future pickleball.
Yeah, I thought it would be perfect.
I think it might have been Creepo's idea.
Like, set that up, it would be perfect. You just need to smooth things out, get the cars off there, pickleball and koalas, yes please.
Like the old tennis courts at Broadmeadow, I think they're getting new ones.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, there's talk that we might try and like swindle the old basketball courts or something, but I don't know.
When we were driving to the bay yesterday, of course, there's that new retirement village where you did your pickleball demonstration.
Yeah.
They've actually installed a purpose-built outdoor pickleball court. How exciting.
It was really cool. I was stoked because there was people actually on it. And I was like, yay!
It's the fastest growing sport that we talk about on this show.
Oh, very fun. Runos, how you going, Krivo?
Yeah,
wrapping up soon?
No, got weeks to go. Got a tile shop today. I got to order sand. Got to get some more work done by the Bricky. It's all happening. Busy, busy, busy.
Good stuff. Hey, Jackson, 105 commercial free, kicking off in minutes. What's in the way, mate?
Clones and I singing about how much she hates to be a celebrity.
Oh.
Yeah, this is based on her hate for Los Angeles. We don't see eye to eye there, but I like this chick. She's got a cool album. I like the vibe. Semi-Charmed Life, Third Eye Blind.
That's classic. In there
too. As well, and I am loving this. Jabelle, Dancing in the Moonlight. Songs like this that are getting me excited for summer.
It's not even Feel Good Friday.
I know, right? The playlist is sounding lit.
You know what? It's a great day for a walk on the break wall. I might do that today.
Go for it. Good. Get outdoors. Stretch your legs.
Thanks, Jade.
You're welcome.
All right. We'll catch you tomorrow, guys. Bye.
Jade, Maddie and Creezo, the Novos.